Daniels, A.G. Prescott. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. July 30th, 1903. Dear brethren Daniels and Prescott, a day or two ago, I received a very interesting letter from Elder Daniels. I am indeed glad that so favorable an opening has been found in Washington. I believe that the Lord is preparing the way for his work to be established in places where, as yet, no suitable memorial of the truth has been established. In the representations that passed before my mind, in regard to the places at which you are looking, no difficulties seem to be pointed out in regard to Washington. But the presentation made in regard to the property, 60 miles from New York, was that there would be secret working to hinder the purchase of the place. That is why I cautioned you to be very quiet, to preserve silence in regard to your movements, but to let there be no delay in securing the place, because it was most favorable for school and sanitarium work. I still hope that this place can be secured without an increase of price. But all that we can do is to pray to the Lord for guidance, and then do all in our power to press the matter to completion. The hindrance that has come is no evidence that the purchase of the place should be given up. I shall be glad when Willie returns. It makes my work harder for him to be gone so long. I am deeply moved by the unprepared condition of our churches. One thing we must do. We must keep our feet in the straight and narrow path that leads to eternal life. We must make no missteps now. The first and second chapters of Colossians have been presented to me as an expression of what our churches in every part of the world should be. The great apostle had many visions. The Lord showed him many things that it is not lawful for a man to utter. Why could he not tell the believers what he had seen? Because they would have made a misapplication of the great truths presented. They would not have been able to comprehend these truths. And yet all that was shown to Paul molded the messages that God gave him to bear to the churches. The people of God need to study what characters they must form in order to pass through the test and proving of the last days. Many are living in spiritual weakness and backsliding. They know not what they believe. Let us read and study the 12th chapter of Daniel. It is a warning that we shall all need to understand before the time of the end. There are ministers claiming to believe the truth who are not sanctified through the truth. Unless a change comes in their lives, they will say, "My Lord delayeth his coming." Matthew 24, verse 48. Read the 21st chapter of Luke. In it, Christ gives the warning. Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things, and to stand before the Son of Man. Verses 34 to 36. The signs of the times are fulfilling in our world, yet the churches generally are represented as slumbering. Shall we not take warning from the experience of the foolish virgins, who, when the call came, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him," found that they had no oil in their lamps? And while they went to buy oil, the bridegroom went into the marriage supper with the wise virgins, and the door was shut. When the foolish virgins reached the banqueting hall, they received an unexpected denial. The master of the feast declared, "I know you not." Matthew 25, verse 6 to 12. They were left standing without, in the empty street, in the blackness of the night. This afternoon I received a letter from Willie. He seems to be of good courage. In his letter, he asks whether Elder Haskell should remain longer in New York or go south. Elder Butler wants him to connect with him in the southern field. I am in favor of Elder Haskell's going to the south, and have written him a letter telling him this. I have been given a representation that makes it plain to me that as long as Elder Frankie is in New York City, he will see things in a perverted light and will create dissension, making it hard for Elder Haskell and his wife. Elder Haskell must have a respite from the strife, and he must be sustained in his labors. His wife also should be encouraged and sustained, for her labors are of great value, and she is a blessing and an encouragement to her husband. It will be of little use for Elder Haskell to try again to stem the current in New York, unless the transforming, converting grace of Christ shall make Elder Frankie a new man in Christ. The way is open for Elder Haskell to go to Nashville, and I think that he should go. Elder Butler pleads for this strongly.
It was an offense against God for Elder Haskell's wages to be cut down. To do this showed great lack of discernment. I am instructed that in such cases the wages should be made up from the tithe. Care should be taken to see that the men who have worn out their lives in God's cause shall not be neglected. The lack of the past should be supplied. Our colored ministers should not be given so meager a salary that they are not able to support their families. I put these on the list of those who should receive attention. And I put on the list also the widows whose husbands have died in the service of God, leaving their wives and their children in needy circumstances. For this I have a thus saith the Lord. Well, yesterday and today I have written about 40 pages. The Lord is good. He preserves me in health and gives me power to write. I am somewhat short of money. I have nothing in the bank and have not been able to pay my workers for some time. But I am of good courage.